Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nidah Daf Mem Amud Aleph at the very top of the Amud, about to begin our study of the fifth parak here of Masechet Nidah, Yotzei Dofen. And this parak, just as a very quick introduction, is going to start out with a discussion about different ranges, shall we say, about Tumah, and then quickly going to go into a series of Mishnayot that'll take us to the end of the parak and a little bit into the next parak about what we might call stage development. And each people, both male and female, at different points in their life, what the halachic obligations or implications are. In the meantime, we'll get started. Yotzei dofen ein yoshvin alav yimei tumah v'yimei tahara. We saw this already in Masachet Bechorot. A yotzei dofen, literally one who comes out through the side, is a cesarean section. So we'll just refer to it as Yotzei Dofen throughout this series. Chachamim's position is that it's not a Leida, therefore there is no Yimei Tumah. If she doesn't bleed, then there's no Tumah at all. Yimei Tahara, she does not get 33 or 66 days of Yimei Tahara. En Chayvin Alei Korban, there is no Korban Leida. Rav Shimon Omer HaReza Ki Yilud, 100%. 100% born. Now, Kol Hashim Mitamot B'Vayit HaChitzon. Truth is, we're going to pick this piece of the Mishnah up in the next session, because our entire focus now is going to be just on that first line, and the rest of the Mishnah will not be invoked during this discussion. Let's go straight to the Gemara. I'm Rav Mani Rav Patish. My Tamay Du Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan claim that a Yotzei Dofen is not a Vlad, a Lod? Amar Kra, Yishak Tazrevi Al Da Zachar. Is the pasuk introducing the parsha of Yoledet? He says, "Isha ki tazria." If a woman is mazria, which we somehow understand to mean places the eggs and that has baby, ashtelid makom shi mazra. The act of leida must come from that same location. And Rabbi Shimon says, "Ahud afilo yalda elakein shi zria." Even if she only gives birth or delivers something that looks like what she put in, imot me aleida. There's still tumat leida. And we had that in our earlier discussion about the shiliyah. Now, Rav Shimon writes, "Tame, what is Rav Shimon's reason for saying it is a leida? Amar kra teleid, Amar shlokish, Amar kra teleid." That in the context of the nekeva, it says im nekeva teleid. That word teleid is extra because im nekeva already talked about the birth of a zachar. So why is it there? About yotzei dofen, to expand it to other kinds of leida. Rabbanan, what do they do with that? It's there to expand it to other things that get born, meaning hermaphrodites and tumtum. The Torah talks about a zachar and a nekeva, therefore zachar vada nekeva vadait. Only certain zachar are certain in nekeva, velo tumtum androgynos, not this confused thing. Kamash malan, that there's also tumat leida, and yimei tahara, of course it's only going to be 14 tumah and 26 yimei tahara, and a korban. Rabbi Shimon says, Navi agrees, but Nafkum and Tani Bar Levi, he gets it from Yeshua ben Levi's drasha. Tani Rabbi Levi, Levain mikol makom, and Levat mikol makom. At the end of the parsha of Yoledet, the very short parsha, it says, Levain o Levat. Why does it say Levain? Any kind of son. Levat, any kind of daughter. Rabbanan, that's needed to say that you're chayav, a korban, for each son. Now that doesn't mean that if a woman has a child and 2 years later has another child and finally gets through Shalom, she has to bring two. That's obvious. We're talking about having a child and then having another one during the malot or after the malot, but she's pregnant during the 80 or 40 days. That's why Levenu Levat, not to tell us Tunto Androgynos. Rabbi Shimon says, Nafka Levinatani Tana Kamedu Rav Sheshit, who taught the following. Zot Torah Tayoledet. What's that? Well, I mentioned Via Korban Echad Alvlado Tarbet. Zot Torah Tayoledet is an inclusive phrase saying she brings one Korban from any Vladot. Yachol Tavyale Davial Zivak Achat. And they raise this very odd suggestion that maybe she would bring one Korban for Leida and Ziva. And then we knock that down. Yoledet Achladam, Yoledet Achlachelev, Chavan Korban Tiskele. What if she was Yoledet and she was Machal Shabbos, or Yoledet and Tenevon Azar, she'd bring one Korban? Clearly, Yoledet and Ziva is separate, so that can't be it. Ele Achol Tavi Aleida, Shalifne Malot Valeida, Shaliachar Malot Keachat. Meaning, if she had a baby and then got pregnant, but had the next one, hopefully 9 months later, but was pregnant during the 80 days, the Malot, that perhaps I would think it's one Korban. Talmud Lomar Zot. Therefore, Zot Torah Tayoledet means that if she has multiple within the Malot, so she had a baby, And then within that 80 days, either she had a second twin or she had a hapalah, then it would be only one korban. And that's the position of that brightness. There's a different source. Rabbanan says, they agree that zod is needed, but we need both. I might think that zod torat yoledet only tells me that there's one korban when it's one ibur, but not two iburim, not two different pregnancies. One of them is a nefel of a bachad ibura, but if it's one long pregnancy, where one child is born, and then after the melot is over, the other child is born. An example we like to bring up because it's one that we know. And they were born, they were twins that were born 3 months apart. So the second one was born clearly well after the melot. I might think that one korban would be enough because it's one pregnancy. Kamash malan. Okay, so that's the layout of the machloket. Now, Amar b'yochanan. Moder b'shimon b'kodshim sheno kadosh. What this means is as follows. If an animal, a female animal is hektesh, and then she gets pregnant and gives birth, the result is vlad kodshim, which is kadosh. So Rabbi Yochanan claims that Rabbi Shimon would agree that in that case, if the baby was delivered as cesarean section, it's not kadosh. My tama, what's the reason for that? Gamar leid aleid mi bechor, because you find vlad kodshim mentioned yivaleid, and the same word, bechor, psukim 4 and 5 on the page. Mahatam petarechem. Kan petarechem. What do you know about a bechor? It's got to really go through the vaginal canal. Bipotarechem. Same thing here. Veligwa leida leidimi adam. But wait a second. A person is born, and we have that in our parsha of Yoledet, and you have the Yivaleid. Why don't we do it from there? Where Reb Shimon says Mahatam yotzi dofen is included. Avkan yotzi dofen. The answer is mistam bechor avid lemelaf. It makes sense that he should infer it actually from bechor. Why? Shkein imo meimo, because the word imo is also used in both contexts. Look on the handout. But it's closer really to Adam. Why? She can't push it, push it. Because in the case of Bechor, it's only the woman's, the animal's firstborn that counts. Here, a woman gives birth, it doesn't matter which number she's giving birth to, the same laws apply, and the same thing with Pemas Kodshim. Ella, the answer is as follows. Bechor v'lemelef, we're going to do a calculus, shekain aim. First of all, the word aim is used in both cases. Behemet Kodshim, they're both Kodshim. The Bechor, the result, and this one. Pigul not to vatami that all apply to kodshim, which don't apply to Adam. Adraba, the Adam of Melef, Adam has four things in common with Behemet Kodshim that Bechor doesn't have. And this list is actually three out of the four things are going to be by the negative. Shekain Pashut. First of all, it applies to a Pashut, meaning not only Bechor. Zachar. A Bechor only applies to a Zachar. Both Kodshim and Leida applies to both. Kadosh, a Bechor is Kadosh Berechem, this is not. And b'matana, which is that the Bechor belongs to the Kohen. So the Bechor has some unique characteristics not shared by Adam or Behemet Kodshim. It's important to note, though, that the similarities are not really similarities, they're just dissimilarities that they share from Bechor. Which is why we're comfortable saying Hanach Refishon, even though that's five and this is four, and it's kind of close, and really those five are really three, because Pigul Not of Atome kind of go together. We're still comfortable saying it's closer to Bechor. Okay. I've got a bright to support Rabbi Yochanan in his claim that Rabbi Shimon says that Yotze Dofen doesn't work for Behemet Kodshim. What's that? A very long piece of which there's only one line that's of critical to us. Remember this from Zvachim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Zot Torah Ta'ola. In the introduction of the mitzvah of keeping the Ola on the Mizbeach all night, it says Zot Torah Ta'ola Hi Ha'ola. Three miutin. Zot, ha'ola, and hi ha'ola. Three things are excluded. What are they? Pradla nishchata balayla. So if a korban is nishchat at night, shpach damar, the blood is spilled out without zrika, or shiasa damar chutz l'klayim, or the dam was taken out of the azara, shim alta tered. If that inadvertently is put on the mizbeach, we take it down. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and it's course from Shimon we care about here. Ola in the ela ola ksheira. I only know that if proper ola goes up, minayin the rabot and shenishchatav alayv shishpach tama shatzad damah chutz the claim. Rabbi Yehuda's three examples that if they go up, they're taken down. How do I know that if they go up, they stay up? And halan, one that was left overnight, v'hayotze, meaning before being brought up, and one that went out of the precinct, v'hatame v'hanotar. Korban that's tamei or korban that's left over, v'shenishchat chutz zmano v'chutz zimkomo or pigul, shkibul psulim zakut aman or a non kohen or balmu, whoever it is, or sitting down, or any one of the psulim mentioned in the beginning of the second parak of Zvachim, did Kabbalat Adam or Zvigat Adam, then the Malach Shinnan the Mata, then the Matzah Shinnan the Malach, if the blood was put up instead of down, or down instead of up on the Mizbeach, on different sides of the red Chutasikra, or you have a korban where the dam is supposed to go on the outside, like a regal chatat, you put it on the inside mizbeach and parochet, or vice versa. Va'petzel chatat shesh chatan shelo lishman minayin. Remember from the beginning of Zvachim, those are pasul. How do I know that if any of those things inadvertently are put on the mizbeach, we don't take them down? Talmud Omar zot Torah ta'ula, meaning ribat Torah achat l'chol ha'olin. One big law for anything that goes up, stays up. Shimalu lo yodu. Achol, this is still Rav Shimon. Achol, Shimon, Rabbe, Etta, Rovi, Avani, Rav, Mkutsumene, Vavani, Namachir, Makilamat, Reva, Yotze, Dofen, our famous nine Psule Mukdashin, which are things that were an animal that was worshipped or was the object of bestiality or that was used. And we were familiar with the list, but including there is Yotze, Dofen. That's what we're concerned with. Talmud Lomar, Zot. That's why it says Zot. Zot is an exclusionary or exclusive term. Umareito, Abote, Te'elu, Lotze, Te'elu, still Rav Shimon. Why did we decide to include Pigol and Itarim Lamala Shatan Lamata and to exclude these, Etnan Mechir and Yotze Dofen? The answer is Acharash Rakatu, whom he ate, the Torah expanded and was exclusive. So Amartam Rabbeinu Niyateilu Shayep Sulan Bakodesh. So I'm going to extend it and include the Lan and the Yotze and everything else that became Pasul only after they got to the Mikdash. What I'm going to exclude, Roveh, Venirba, etc. Shall I absolve my Kodesh or Pasul before they even got there? Alright, that's the Braita. Now, Ketanim yet Yotze Dofen Delo, but listed in there is Yotze Dofen. So we assume that that means, my love, Yotze Dofen de Kodshim, meaning that there was a Behemoth Kodshim that was a female and gave birth by a C-section, and we're saying that that's Pasul. So you see that Rabbi Shimon says it's not a Vlad. Funa Braita of Natan, no. Yotze Dofen de Bechor. Maybe it's talking about a Bechor that was a Yotze Dofen, meaning it was the firstborn and it was a Yotze Dofen. It's Bechor Petarechem Nafka. That we know from the Pasuk that says Petarechem. We don't need this Pasuk to tell us that. Alamai, the Kodshim. Are you going to tell me then that it's what we think it is? Behemot Kodshim? Me Imo Imo Nafka. We got that from Imo and Imo from Bechor anyways. So either way you're going to slice it, the Pasuk Zot Torah Ta'olah can't be the only source for whatever we're excluding, because whatever we're excluding we got from somewhere else also. So, hi, Mai, let's investigate. You know, based on our Kodshim, if you agree that it's about Kodshim, which we're trying to argue, that's why I understand why you need two psukim. The other one that we're going to see, and Zot. One is a regular animal, chulin, that was born derech dofen, and then you're makdashit, no good. The other one is b'mer kodshim that had yotzi dofen. And he must hold the position. Remember that we discussed this at length in Kodshim and Me'ila and other places, that a Vlad Kodshim becomes Kodesh when it's born, not when it's in the Rechem. And therefore, when it's born, so therefore we need a separate Pasuk to say that is not Kodesh. But if you say that the reference in the Bright is Bechor, I don't need another Pasuk and I don't need two Pasukim. There's only one possible thing. It's a Bechor, which is a regular animal. It's a female that gives birth to its firstborn. Okay. Achinam Mistabra. And we'll prove that that's the case. All those five out of the nine, Psulim Mukdashin, they really inferred from Zot? Clearly we got two psukim operating. Why? Mehatam Nafka, very famous drasha at the beginning of Vayikra. Min habeima lotzia rove vanirba. Min habakar lotzia ta nevad. Min atzon lotzia ta mukze. Min atzon lotzia ta nogeach, one that gores. Alright, so we've got that drasha from the beginning of Vayikra that says all those things are pasul. So it must be that one of the sets is talking about a regular chulin that was worshipped and then you were makdish, and the other one is an animal that was worshipped and then gave birth in that result. Alright? V'tu kilayim yachan nafka? Kilayim is also not from here. Mihatam nafka, shor chesav oez. For that's when we know kilayim is no good, because shor has to be a shor, pratla kilayim. Oez, a goat, pratla nimeh, has to look like a goat. Can't look like something else. El Strichu Trey Cry. The answer is throughout we need two psukim. Chadav Amar Chulin, Chadav Amar Kodshim. One for Chulin, that were Makdish, the other one that's born is Kodshim. Okay. Acham Yitzarech Trey Cry. So therefore we need two here as well. And that gives us the layout that Rabbi Yochanan's position is correct, that Rabbi Shimon indeed says that Yotzei Dofen, whether it's a regular Yotzei Dofen that you're Makdish, or Behemet Kodshim that has a Yotzei Dofen, is not Kadosh. Okay, Tam Rabbanan. Back to our original context. Hamakashash Loshayamim. So we're going to go back to what we dealt with in the previous parak, which is Kishui, before birth. She has 3 days of Kishui, and she's bleeding, and it's Yimei Ziva for her. That's the context always. V'yatzavla derech dofen. And then she had a Yotzei Dofen. Harizu yolad pezov. Chacham say it's yolad pezov, because she doesn't have a proper leda to be metahir that done. Rabbi Shimon Omer Einzu yolad pezov. They're following their own positions. Great. Now, v'dam hayotzei misham, but the blood that comes out of there is tamei, rishimun metaher, which seems to be the same thing. So let's see. Bishlam al-reisha, rishimun l'tamei, v'rabanon l'tamayu. In the reisha, everybody's following their own position. Al-seif, my plea, what are they disagreeing about in the seifa, about the dam being tamei? So Amar Ravina, I'm going shiatza vlad derech dofen. That the vlad was born via the dofen, v'dam derech rechem, but the dam came out the regular way. V'yaz Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, Rabban l'tamei, everybody's following their own position, because Rabbi Shimon says, the leda coming out the dofen is a proper leda, and therefore whatever dam comes out is part of the leda. And the Rabban say it's not. Matkiv Rav Yosef, Yosef attacked this position, said, Chara d'hainu reisha. First of all, then, they're just replicating the machloket, and there's no reason to separate it out into two pieces. V'yod, misham, when it said, dam yashir atzam misham, makom vlad mashma, mashma wherever she gave birth from, which in this case would be the dofen. Alam of Yosef, Yosef said, rather, Gnon Shiat Sam Vlad, Vidam Derech Dofen. Everything came out via the Dofen. And they're disagreeing about that principle that we've dealt with previous times, about whether or not the Makor itself is a Tamei place. Marsav Makom Rekomo Tamei, Chacham think it is Tamei, so the Dam that came from there is Tamei. Marsav Makom Rekomo Tamei Tahor, Shimon says it's not. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish. So now he took this analysis of that bright. If somebody says the dam is tamei, she's tameya. He's lining them up. Even if somebody would say the dam is tamei metaher baisha, why? We know that a woman is not tmeya, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's position, unless the dam comes out through the erva, not through some other place. Shneemar, proof text from Arayot, v'isha sheishka v'tisha dava v'gilat ervata, and mekora ha'era. It's like he exposed her makor. So that's the only place where the dava counts. V'nechen isha tmeya, sheitse midve derech ervata. So let's show me a uterine siya, makor shneekar v'nafal aretz. Let's say a piece of the uterine tissue fell out onto the ground. Tmeya, it itself is tamei. Shenemar yan hishafech nechushtech vategali ervatech. It's like your erva has been exposed. Now, lemai, what kind of tumah is this? Ilan tumat shiva, you can't say she's a nida. Damam rachman avalo chaticha. The Torah says if dam comes out, not a piece of flesh. Elo tumat erev. It must be tumat erev because it's maga nida, because this touched the Damnida that was inside, and it's tamei as maganid if you touch it. Amrav Yochra makor sheziya kishtei tipei margaliot. Let's say that she had two little drops of translucent liquid come out. Tmeya, she's tmeya. Lamai again. Ilema tumat shiva can't be shiva chamisha dam tmeya b'yishava too low. We have five colors. We dealt with that earlier. That's not one of the colors. It's no color at all. Ella tumaterev, it must be tumaterev. Daf katarti has to be two, avachada aimu mi'almatya. If there's only one, I could say that came from somewhere else, who knows what that is. But if there's two, so we'll say it did come from there, and they're tamei because they had maga with the damnida, and not because they themselves are. So therefore it's tumaterev. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up, we'll go back to the Mishnah and take a look at the next clause, and then analyze it in the next podcast. The interpreter should have a wonderful day.